This past week, the cardinal responsible for the Vatican Office on Worship and the Sacraments said that a politician who supports abortion rights, quote, is not fit, end quote, to receive communion. The statement, in response to a question about Senator John Kerry's support of abortion rights, raises issues of the relationship of religion and government that have largely been absent from American presidential politics since 1960, when another Catholic senator from Massachusetts, John F. Kennedy, headed the Democratic ticket. Just hours after the Vatican comment, Kerry addressed a Women for Kerry rally in Washington.
Protecting the right of privacy is protecting the full measure of rights of human beings in our country. And as President Clinton said so often, and I think everyone here agrees, abortion should be rare, but it should be safe and legal, and the government should stay out of the bedrooms of Americans.
Thomas Rees is editor of America Magazine, the National Catholic Weekly, and he joins us from his home in New York. Father Rees, is this an indication that the Vatican wants to influence the American presidential political fray?
I don't think so. The Cardinal Arense answered this question first when he was asked about Senator Kerry. And when he was asked about him, he refused to answer. He said that the norms of the church are clear. The church exists in the United States and there are bishops there. Let them interpret it. So he is leaving this into the hands of the American bishops to deal with.
So Senator Kerry's stance has been known for quite a long time, and he regularly receives communion. If it's up to the bishops, as you say, just how much discretion do individual bishops, or priests for that matter, have?
Clearly, it's not up to every individual priest. We'd have chaos if that was the case. Priests have to take their instructions from bishops. And it's clear that in the United States today we have differences of opinions among bishops about what the church should do in this case. There are some bishops like Archbishop Burke in St. Louis and Bishop Bruskowitz who want to deny communion to Catholic politicians who support abortion. They fear that if these Catholic politicians receive communion, the faithful will be confused. They'll think that the church doesn't take abortion seriously. On the other hand, Archbishop Sean O'Malley, who is the direct bishop who would be dealing with Senator Kerry, has said that politicians or people who disagree with the church should not go to communion. But he said that if someone came up to communion to him, he would give them communion because he would presume that they were coming in good faith. In fact, I think there's probably a third opinion out there, and that is the bishops who don't want to say anything about this. We have only about four bishops that have come out and said that they would deny communion to Senator Kerry. The silence from the other 190 bishops is quite deafening.
Is this only an issue in the United States?
As far as we can tell, it is only an issue in the United States. Catholic News Service, which is the wire service on Catholic news that's owned and operated by the U.S. bishops, actually did somewhat of a survey of European bishops. And most of the bishops that were interviewed in Europe said no, they would not do this. They would talk to the politicians privately and admonish them, but they would not be condemning them in public or denying them communion. So this appears to be a uniquely American issue.
Is there any movement to resolve these conflicts in the practices?
Well, the U.S. bishops have set up a committee that is being chaired by Cardinal McCarrick of Washington, D.C., to look into this question of the relationship between politicians and bishops. Interestingly, that committee is not going to make its report until after the election is over.
Thomas Rees is the editor of America Magazine. He joined us from his home in New York. Thanks a lot, Father Rees.
Certainly.